You're an ambitious man, Mark, aren't you?
You're an ambitious man.
Come on. When he was sitting in the other studio the other week, I saw him eyeing around saying,
someday all this will be mine.
I could see that. Well, I've got some. To go back to the top of your broadcast here.
Oh, yes.
And I'll cue you in. Let's just see how it might sound. You know, so let's just say a year from now. Let's see how this might sound. Here we go. 88.91
FM. England's opening game is their one-day series against India.
I think there's something there.
I think it's time.
You have to lower your voice, right?
You have to kind of mellow it just a little bit.
Really?
There are
classes on it.
Oh, indeed, yes. You know, Broadcasting House newsroom, you always knew who was doing two and who was doing four, by the way. He said, I'll be late.
You'll miss us. But remember us, as off the round the road you go. I've been down that road. It is fraught with hazards. Alice is in with us this morning, amongst others. I did this single radio too, this series about the history of...
NME?
And the NME and stuff. Yes, the history of the NME. That's what it was. And they're very good. You know when people say, we'll send you a copy. You just do knock off this interview and we'll send you a copy. And they did. And it was all on CD. Beautiful. I mean, lovely packaged and everything. Hats off to them. Independent company made it, of course, not Radio 2.
I was about to say that.
It was very, very good. Let's say hats off to Smooth Operations, who were good enough to include the Radio 2 jingles on it as well. Whoops. I had a meeting with Radio 2. It didn't go well.